MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, we reported previously that the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants administers something called the Assessment of Professional Competence. This exam is the last hurdle for aspiring accountants, CAs, to qualify. The latest results, released late February, if I'm not mistaken, had an overall pass rate of just over 50%. But here's the issue. The pass rate for white candidates, 76%. For black candidates, 39%. Sedzani Musundwa is a registered chartered accountant. Accountant and accounting lecturer who has researched the experiences of black chartered accountants. And she painted in a conversation yesterday a picture of marginalization and also mental health problems. This is what she had to tell us.
A lot of the trainees that I interviewed as part of my PhD speak about unfair work allocation. So they deem themselves to not be getting the same exposure as what their counterparts are getting. It's also the rating system. So ratings for the general person is your performance reviews. So you're doing your work, you're working your guts out, and your performance review comes out, and there's a bit of a shock to the system.
All right, I'm in conversation now with Patricia Stock from the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants. She is the Chief Executive Officer. Patricia, welcome and thank you very much for joining us. First of all, why the pass rate disparity, 52% versus 39%? Do you have a view?
Good afternoon, Brother Jeremy, to you and your listeners. Definitely, we do have a view. Firstly, I would like to pick up on the key principle with respect to our program. As SAICA, we follow a structured and equitable approach to providing each trainee with the exposure that they require. Right. So when you look at the pass rate, we have to look at the entire ecosystem when we consider what could be the contributing factors. Firstly, on the pass rate, it's important that we reflect on where we are as a profession when we talk about transformation of the profession itself. What is encouraging, Jeremy, is that as a profession, we've actually unpacked and analyzed the numbers, and we see that there has been an encouraging growth with respect to representation of Black members and candidates themselves that sit for our examinations. So where we are currently, overall, we're sitting with 35% of our Black members, right? But then when we look at it at the youth level, right, at members that are below 35, we're sitting with 53%. And that consideration is very key, especially when you look at the study that was done, because it looked at 2016. So I just wanted to first put that context for you. So the contributing factors, it's important that we look at the entire ecosystem, especially when we want to solve for the root causes of why we're seeing the numbers that we see on the pass rate. Firstly, when we talk about the broader education system, there are quite a number of factors, right, that are contributing when you look at the broader societal issues. And those factors have proven that early development in mathematics, as an example, does contribute to the ability of our candidates to be able to apply analytical and critical skills. And in addition to that, Jeremy, language plays a very important role, right, with regards to the candidate's ability to, you know, apply comprehension when they now look at the examination questions themselves. And the second element, it's the contribution from the historically disadvantaged institutions. When we analyzed the results, they actually revealed that certain of our HDIs, which is the actual institutions themselves, they struggle with ITC, right, when we look at the output. This obviously may be due to several factors, such as the broader education system itself, in terms of what comes from the entire ecosystem. We look at the education at the basic education level, and this contributes to the comprehension by candidates as well.
Okay, so I think you've broadly outlined the background for me. The interview that I had yesterday, and you've listened to an excerpt of it, also spoke about the entire journey, experiences of injustice every step of the way, mental health issues, feelings of incompetence, being sidelined by companies themselves. This is not a satisfactory state of affairs, surely.
Jeremy, we've noted that's the study with great concern, because when we look at the the word use of injustice. In our view, the study does not fully represent the reality of what's happening on the ground. And why we say that, because SAICA, we follow very strict processes to monitor what's happening in the offices. And as part of that monitoring process, we actually engage directly with our candidates who are the trainees themselves, right, that are going through the program.
So are you suggesting that the assertion that some black accountants are simply sidelined, they're not given tasks which they believe that they're up to doing, is not true at all? Is that not happening?
No. The key word there is some. So we cannot discount that there could be, there are instances where some candidates did not go through a pleasant experience in their training.
But it is a lived reality of some people, and that is casting an aspersion on the profession, surely.
No, absolutely it is. But actually the study and the state and the outcome of our reviews are not actually showing that that is prevalent to the entire profession. And we do not take it for granted, Jeremy. For us, it's a serious matter because when we look at diversity, equity, and inclusion, it's very critical to ensure that that is a lived experience and it's embraced in the profession as a whole.
So how do you believe the situation can be rectified then, even if it's not an issue which applies to all accountants? And I will accept that. But as we've agreed, if it happens to some people, it is still a problem. What can one SAICA do, and perhaps more importantly, the big accounting firms?
What we do, we actually investigate any allegations in relation to this with respect to specific training officers. So when we do our accreditation monitoring reviews, which we use independent reviewers, and which a large portion of it is black reviewers, right? So when we identify this kind of instances, we follow up with the relevant firms as part of our follow-up investigations, and we ensure that there are corrective actions that are implemented by the various firms.
So have you found transgressions? And if you have, has there been sanction?
Yeah. So we, with the last review cycle of 280 training officers that we reviewed, we had one training office that we identified to be of a high risk in this instance. And what we do is we actually monitor them closely. We do follow-up reviews in a short period of time to make sure that whatever corrective actions that they've committed to, that they implement them. Hence we say some, because one out of 280, you'll agree with me that it's not representative of the entire profession, but it doesn't take away the fact that it is a challenge.
All
it
right.
is a concern.
Patricia Stock is the Chief Executive Officer of the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants. Right of reply, and thank you very much for joining me.